Welcome to 5-Minute History from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. Episode 60. The History of the Black Death. The Black Death, one of the most devastating pandemics in human history, swept across Europe, Asia, and parts of North Africa in the 14th century, leaving death and societal upheaval in its wake. It is estimated that the plague claimed the lives of 25 to 50 million people, wiping out around 30 to 60% of Europe's population. Its impact reshaped the course of history, influencing social, economic, and political structures for generations to come. The pandemic's origins can be traced back to the early 1330s in Central Asia, likely around the region of the Gobi Desert. It is believed that the disease was carried by fleas living on black rats, a common sight in towns and cities. The fleas, infected with the bacterium Yersinia pestis, would bite humans, transferring the plague. The plague is thought to have spread westward through trade routes, notably the Silk Road, which connected China and the Mediterranean world. It reached the Black Sea port of Kaffa in 1347, a city controlled by the Genoese. During a siege on Kaffa by Mongol forces, it is said that the plague entered the city after the attackers catapulted infected corpses over the city walls. From Kaffa, infected Genoese ships carried the plague into Italy, where it quickly spread through the Mediterranean and into Europe. The Black Death manifested itself in three forms: bubonic, pneumonic, and septicemic plague. The most common was the bubonic variety, characterized by painful swellings or buboes in the lymph nodes, particularly in the groin, armpits, and neck. Victims would suffer from fever, chills, headaches, and vomiting. The pneumonic form was more deadly, affecting the lungs and spread through airborne droplets from coughs and sneezes. Septicemic plague, though rarer, was almost always fatal, as it infected the bloodstream and killed within hours. For most people in the 14th century, understanding the cause of the disease was impossible, and explanations ranged from divine punishment to corrupted air or imbalances in the body's humours. Once the plague reached Europe, it spread rapidly, aided by the continent's dense population, poor sanitation, and the movement of people and goods. In 1347, it struck Sicily and southern Italy, spreading through the port cities of Genoa, Venice, and Pisa. From there, it moved northward into France, Spain, and England in 1348. By 1349, it had reached Scandinavia, and the following year it spread to Russia and Eastern Europe. The mortality rate was staggering, and entire villages were wiped out. In some areas, it is estimated that between 50 to 80% of the population died. The speed at which the plague spread, combined with its high mortality rate, led to widespread panic and chaos. Medical knowledge at the time was rudimentary, and many treatments were ineffective or even harmful. Physicians often wore long robes, gloves, and masks with beak-like noses, filled with herbs to protect themselves from what they believed was miasma or bad air. Quarantines were imposed in some cities, with infected houses or whole neighborhoods being sealed off. However, with little understanding of how the disease was transmitted, these measures were often too late or insufficient. The social and economic impact of the Black Death was profound. With so many dead, the labor force was dramatically reduced, leading to a shortage of workers and consequently higher wages for those who survived. This shift in economic power allowed peasants and laborers to demand better working conditions, contributing to the erosion of the feudal system in Europe. In some areas, the price of land plummeted, and landowners struggled to maintain their estates without enough workers to till the fields. This contributed to the decline of the manorial system that had dominated Europe for centuries. Religious institutions were also deeply affected by the Black Death. The church, which had held immense authority over medieval society, found itself unable to provide answers or relief from the plague. Many clergy members died while tending to the sick, leading to a shortage of priests and a crisis of faith among the population. Some saw the plague as divine retribution for humanity's sins, leading to acts of religious fanaticism. Groups of flagellants, for example, roamed from town to town, whipping themselves in public displays of penance in an attempt to ward off God's wrath. Others, in a desperate search for a scapegoat, turned on Jewish communities, accusing them of poisoning wells or otherwise causing the plague. This led to violent pogroms, particularly in Germany and parts of France, where entire Jewish communities were massacred. While the plague was indiscriminate in its reach, affecting people of all social classes, the wealthy were sometimes able to flee to rural areas or isolate themselves in their homes. However, the disease often followed, and even the most powerful were not immune. Kings, nobles, and merchants succumbed to the plague, further destabilizing the political structures of the time. The Black Death eventually receded, although smaller outbreaks continued to occur in the following decades and centuries. By the early 1350s, the worst of the pandemic had passed, but Europe was left profoundly changed. In the immediate aftermath, art and literature reflected the horrors of the time. The theme of death, often portrayed as the danse macabre, became a common motif in visual art, symbolizing the fragility of life and the universality of death. Writers such as Giovanni Boccaccio, in his Decameron, chronicled the impact of the plague on society, offering vivid descriptions of life in plague-stricken Florence. Over time, Europe recovered, and the population slowly began to grow again. However, the legacy of the Black Death endured, not only in terms of its demographic and economic effects, but also in the way it altered Europe's social fabric. The labor shortages and demands for better wages helped lay the groundwork for the emergence of a more modern economy, and the disillusionment with established institutions like the church paved the way for new ways of thinking that would eventually culminate in the Renaissance. The Black Death remains one of the most significant events in world history, not only because of its immense death toll, but also because of the way it reshaped the medieval world. It serves as a stark reminder of the fragility of human society in the face of natural disasters, while also demonstrating the resilience and adaptability of humanity in the aftermath of catastrophe. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you get a chance, please leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, as it will help us to grow. Also, why not check out our other 5-Minute Podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute Murder, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.